Hello and welcome to the Ozone. I'm your host, Jeff Hazard, retired Sports Information Director of SUNY Oneonta and still current chair of the Hall of Fame Committee. And today I'm going to welcome Elizabeth Muller Busta to our show, graduate 2003. And we're going to be inducting her into our Athletic Hall of Fame on June 8th of this year, 2024. So welcome to the show, Beth.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, no, it's really great to see you and reconnect with you after many years. I mean, we're talking 21 years now. That's crazy to think.
Been a minute.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it has. You know, I mean, I don't even know where the time went during my time, you know, because I was there for almost 25 years before I retired, and you know, all the athletes and the names. And so for me, it's great to be able to, you know, honor some of the athletes during my time there. And certainly you were there, right? My first year. I
Yep.
think it was your second year, I believe.
Think so, yeah.
99. Yep. And certainly you're a name that came out, you know, like as we got into the fall season, you know, everybody, your name was on kind of the top of the list of being one of our top women's tennis players. So, you know, before we go further, just congratulations on behalf of the Hall of Fame Committee.
Thank you. It's exciting, unexpected. Wasn't really expecting the phone call from you there.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely an honor.
Yeah. Did you, you know, let's start there. I mean, you know, you play tennis, you're, you know, it's not the highlight sport a lot at most colleges, but you certainly, you know, distinguished yourself as an all-conference player and champion. But you know, like you said, I mean, you say it was unexpected. I mean, did you think you had a good career?
So it's funny, 20 years ago is 20 years ago, right? So
Yeah.
even in reviewing some of the statistics, it was kind of a taking a drive down memory lane of these were the things that I did accomplish at the time. I knew at the time that I was doing good things and that we were having a blast along the way, and that was what was important to me at the time.
Yeah.
But coming kind of full circle to this, that I wasn't really expecting that.
Yeah. So when you did graduate, you were our all-time, you know, obviously I got a chance to dig into all the, you know, a lot of the records, you know, during my time there. And we found out that you were the all-time combined wins leaders for many years. I mean, we didn't have a student athlete break it till 2015. Bryn Sussman finally surpassed it, but it still stood for, you know, over a decade, which is, you know, that's kind of special.
It
Yeah.
was a good run.
Did you and you had some, you know, again, SUNYAC champion and you know, you helped the team at that time. Now certainly we did win a SUNYAC title finally a couple of years ago, which again I was fortunate enough to be there when they won their first one, which was great. But certainly players like yourself, I think, are the ones that really kind of got the ball rolling, you know, because prior to you, maybe the teams weren't doing as well, but you know, I think your group and then you know, going forward. I mean, how does that make you feel that you might, you know, you're part of something that really started back then?
It's fun to know that we were part of that transition, right? Like it
Right.
is a D3 school. I chose Oneonta because I wanted to play tennis. That was my goal in going to college. It was just to play tennis. And so having the team grow during my time there, and then just to see the program continue to expand, it's been fun.
Yeah. Just have you followed them after you graduated?
Not a ton, not a
Okay.
ton. Every now and then I'll go and look things up and see how things are going.
Yeah.
But yeah, life's gotten a little busy, so
Yeah.
following, staying in touch with many things has kind of slipped away.
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, so you said you chose Oneonta because you wanted to play tennis.
Yep.
And you know that nothing wrong with that. I mean, the experience certainly, but you did do well academically as well. I mean, you did have a couple of times that you were on the SUNYAC commissioner's list. And I mean, do you think that tennis, you know, tennis is definitely an individual sport. You know what I mean? We are helping the team, you know, you got to score points. But I mean, do you think that that kind of commitment to the tennis, do you think it carried over to your academics?
It was a big piece, right? Because to play, you have to do well in
Right.
school as well. So it kept my focus on school there. But it also helped with a lot of the discipline along the way. I viewed tennis very much as a team sport, as individual as it is. I always viewed it as the team,
Okay.
which is, I think, what helped me along the way with it.
Yeah.
And what gave me more opportunities on the team, because it was a team to me.
Yeah.
We won together, we lost together.
Yeah.
And so having that along the way and building those friendships and those relationships, those were a big reason for me wanting to be there and wanting to be at Oneyama.
Right. Now, I think you had what, two coaches? Ed O'Malley was maybe your final coach during your time.
Yeah, Halstead.
Yeah.
Yep, he
Bob,
was
Bob
coach. Yep,
Halstead.
Bob.
Yeah.
Yep, he was coach my freshman year.
Yeah. Now, certainly Ed O'Malley came with a pedigree of tennis. I mean, he was a collegiate tennis player and kind of knew his, knew the sport. And I, the recruiting seemed to get a little better during that time. And he kind of found some players to, I guess, mix in with you and some of the others that had been there previously. I mean, unfortunately, Ed is no longer with us or whatever. He was a great guy. I loved it. Him and I would go back and forth. He was a Yankees fan, and of course, he found
Yes,
out
he
that I grew
was.
up in Massachusetts, and I was a Boston fan. So every day, especially in the fall, he would come by at postseason time, and he'd have his big Yankees jersey on. I mean, he was just a great guy. And so, talk a little bit about Ed and how you think his coaching helped you and the team.
Yeah, so I ended up taking a semester off my sophomore year. And he was a lot of the reason why I came back. I had gone to a dark place mentally, and I went home and tried to kind of recover from that. And he called on a regular basis to check in, to say, "How are you doing? You're
Yeah.
coming back, right?" And when I left, I wasn't really planning on coming back. It was the line you said, but
Right.
the intention wasn't there.
Right.
But it was him calling and checking in and encouraging, and being that kind of positive light and force to say, "Yeah, we got you. Come back to us. We got you."
Yeah.
And so that support during my semester off, but then once I got back, and knowing you have someone that you can fully trust and rely on
Yeah.
in a place that isn't your home, it was huge.
Yeah. So some of your teammates during that time, I'm just trying to think of some of the names. I mean, we had who I'm just trying to
So we
remember
had
some.
Rachel Martin,
Yeah,
Tex,
Rachel.
yeah,
Yeah.
Sarah Fiker,
Oh
Catherine
yes.
Ladigo.
Yeah. That was a yeah, that first freshman class, I think, that he recruited, we those were some pretty good players.
Yeah, it was a great class. Yeah, we had a
Yeah.
good time.
And how, so now you're the kind of the elder statesman, you're coming back, and maybe you're not so sure about what's going to happen with the team and your place maybe. But then you became a leader. And so why don't you talk about that, bringing in some of those newer players and how you think that helped?
Yeah, I mean, being a leader was also kind of a shock to me on the team. Throughout high school, coming into college, the leader wasn't really hadn't been my role previously. So when Ed kind of picked me for that, I was kind of like, why me?
Yeah.
But he always saw something in me that I didn't really realize was there myself. But I'm the team player. I'm going to be the one who's there encouraging everybody, during all of our matches. Instead of wandering off, I'll stick around and hang out and make sure that everybody's doing okay. And that's transitioned into life after tennis and life after college. And that's just kind of the person that I become.
Yeah. Good coaches recognize good leaders. I mean, that's, sometimes you say sometimes you might not be ready for it, but if the coach and a lot of people shy away from it, so certainly we know that you didn't, because you did become a leader in our program, and certainly everyone appreciated that. So Talk about some of your other experiences as a student athlete there. You know, maybe some memories of some trips or some memorable matches.
So I was so Rachel Martin was my doubles partner,
Yeah.
right? And she's a blast.
She was fiery.
She was fiery, right? So with that team, our motto became fired up,
Yeah.
right? So constantly encouraging each other. The road trips were a blast. And the endless singing in the van. I don't know how Ed dealt with us looking back, you know, and thinking about his position, and how kind of obnoxious this group of 20-something-year-old women were. And he just took it in stride and rolled with it.
Because of course he had a daughter himself,
Yes, he
so that
did.
might have helped a little bit. And I know that she was a little younger than all of you, but I'm sure that the he brought her around to practices, didn't he, at times? I mean, you know, I'm sure she might have looked up to some of you on the team. I mean, how important was that? Like someone who really wasn't on your team.
So Marie was fantastic. And I hope if she sees this, I hope she's doing well. But yeah, it was always fun to have Marie around. I know, in the summers I would work at the park
Oh,
for the
okay.
youth program doing tennis.
Yeah.
And their backyard was right there
Yep.
as well. So I would see them throughout the summer too.
Yeah.
But to you're part of the family,
Yeah.
right? And so it kind of all ingrained. It wasn't, we didn't just have coach from, you know, whatever, 4 to 6 for
Right.
practice or matches. You know, we'd still see him
Right.
throughout daily life. So it
Right.
was great to be a part of it all.
Yeah. So now you said that a lot of the things that you learned from, you know, within the team and your teammates and coach, you know, have kind of carried over to what, you know, your life, you know, because everything is about getting to the postgraduate and moving on to bigger and, you know, better things, we all hope. So you've had a couple of positions. Right now you're living in Ohio. You found your way into the world of accounting. Sounds like, and why don't you take us from where you started to where you are now?
That's been a journey. So I graduated with a degree in human ecology with a concentration in child development and family studies. I worked at a couple of group homes. I became executive director of one down in North Carolina pretty quickly. And then I got burned out because that type of role, at 25, you know, it's a lot of responsibility not having kids of my own and trying to coach people through, oh, so and so woke up at 2 o'clock and has a stomach ache.
Right.
I don't have kids. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it just kind of became a lot. So then I transitioned over. I worked as a recruiter for a little while. Then I went back to school for accounting. Several jobs later, landed at Duke Clinical Research Institute as a financial analyst. Had that for a while, until we transitioned. Now I'm at Nationwide Insurance in their procurement department, and I'm actually working in supplier enablement. So I'm onboarding suppliers and teaching them and training them how to submit invoices properly to Nationwide. So it's kind of a niche,
Right.
not really accounting anymore. It's just kind of that unique role, but I still get the personal interaction. You know, I'm still training people, so I'm still using the customer service, the relationship piece
Yeah.
that came into play back then.
So you're the did I when I was reading your information, you helped develop some kind of a like a program or software or something that
Yep,
you're
so we just
using?
transitioned to a new software that would connect procurement to accounts payable. They were separate systems before. Now we have an end-to-end system. So I helped with the implementation of that program to make sure that was successful. Yep.
Yeah, good for you. See, again, I think it's just a lot of times the journey of education in college is really getting to the end.
It
A
is.
lot of people don't, some people don't work in what they're, got their major in or whatever their degree. But you're all so, you can find because you're smart and you have some desire and again, I think maybe the tennis and that individual aspect of, what I mean? I guess the individuality of it, you also become, self-motivated, self-accountable. You can kind of figure it out. That's what I've always, in my experience with individual sport athletes, I mean, our track and field athletes and cross country, what I mean? They are trying to help the team, which, that's what they're doing, but they have to do their, they have to train and they have to do what they need to do in order to help the team. So, was that always out there with Coach O'Malley? I mean, what kind of expectations did he have?
So he th there was a transition when he came on as the coach. He set the bar a little higher for what he was expecting us to do and how to perform. And we gave him some grief about that at first until we kind of came around to it. But you wouldn't be 19 if you weren't giving someone grief. And again, he took it with stride. And I remember him pushing us to run laps at the end of practice one day, and we were like, "Well, run with us." And he did in good spirit, but yeah, it he definitely pushed us and raised the bar.
Right. And certainly, again, the success shows during that time period. Are there any other, things that, you were involved with maybe on campus or campus life? I mean, what was that like for you? You said you chose to play tennis, but I mean, the school itself, I mean, a lot of people say that when they come to campus, they just felt like it was home and it was, a nice place. I mean, certainly it's in a great location in upstate New York or central New York almost. So yeah, maybe talk a little bit about, just that whole overall campus experience as well.
So I did several campus tours before coming to Oneonta. And I grew up in a college town, so college campuses weren't a foreign concept to me. But Oneonta very much felt it had a good feeling about it just coming into town. And there were lots of things going on outside of sports that we could get involved in. I was on campus the first 2 years, and then as soon as we could move off and get an apartment, right? It's definitely what we did, but it helped build those relationships and those friendships as you're sharing apartments and living spaces and trying to navigate what is the real world going to look like down the line. But Oneonta was very much the comfort zone. I worked for a little while at the tennis club for Paul, and that was a great experience too, and just getting to know people in the community. And I stayed in the summers, so I didn't go home over breaks very often, or if I did, it was that short time. So I stayed in the summer. I got to know a lot of the locals, and it very much felt like home.
Paul Vandersalman, right?
Exactly.
He an alum. He played for us back in the 60s. I think he was a two-sport athlete. I think he played soccer and tennis.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay. I
So
didn't realize he played soccer.
yeah, I think he did for like a year or two or something. Maybe he was a goalie back then.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, just another guy who came and ended up staying and opening a tennis club and it became a community, place for, like you said, for people to kind of come and either learn tennis, play tennis. I know that we were still using the tennis center for practices and things. So that was still a great resource for us. Your career now, certainly it sounds like you're doing well. Do you still compete?
I don't really compete anymore. Tennis has been one of those things that's been like a little roller coaster,
Yeah.
on and off, throughout life, but I still play. So now I'm playing about 3 times a week, sometimes 4 times a week if I can squeeze it in.
Yeah.
But I have the three littles,
Yeah.
so it's a little tricky to fit in full-time work and the three littles and some tennis. But yeah,
Yeah.
right now I do some clinics, I do a league, but
Oh, okay.
nothing too really
That's okay. It's
competitive, I would say.
one of those lifetime sports, you know, tennis, golf. I mean, that's, you know. Now, so you have 3 girls and are they all into sports? What are they doing?
So the oldest is starting to play tennis. Finally, she's come around to it. So she's been playing for a little while now. The middle, she's focused on hanging out with friends and more social things.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to have a schedule to stick to. She just wants to kind of roam. And the little one is still getting her footing.
Yeah.
She's still kind of figuring it out, but she's
Yeah.
six.
Yeah.
So we've tried a bunch of things and we'll see where she lands.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I mean, do you th I mean, so, you know, your oldest daughter, so she's starting to play tennis and obviously she knows you play tennis. Does she ever ask about your experience at Oneana and how you were and what kind of a player you were?
Yeah, so we've had, I mean, since I got your first phone call, we've had quite a few conversations about it because we're talking about the road trip out there in June.
Yeah.
So we've talked a little bit about it. We found some old pictures, and some old articles going through some stuff. So it's fun to reminisce and look at with the kids.
Yeah. Oh, that must be fun. That must be fun.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else in your experience, you know, maybe outside of tennis, who you think maybe helped you along during your time at Oneonta?
So I think the one person that we haven't talked about so far is Glenn Mayer, who was the
Oh,
assistant coach.
Glenn, another, you know, not with us, but man, what a guy he was.
The best teddy bear.
Yeah.
That it was very much a yin yang with Glenn and Ed as coaches.
Yep. Yeah.
Because Glenn was there for the fun, and he was there to support, and he was
Yeah.
there to encourage, and you know, he was a lot quieter, but you felt the same support.
Yeah.
You know, Ed was a little tougher.
Yeah.
So it was good to have the balance.
Yeah.
But Glenn was phenomenal. He wrote, I don't even know how many letters of recommendation for me,
Yeah.
post college, and just a great, great man.
Yeah, he you know, during my, you know, you'd say my early years there, you know, when he got into the president's office and, you know, in the communications area, you know, him and I would talk all the time about, you know, how can I do things better for the college? And he would ask me about the things I was doing to try and maybe get the college to maybe do some different things, you know, especially when we wanted to get into some streaming and that kind of stuff. And when the website came, I mean, that was certainly a big part that everybody wanted to jump on that. But yeah, Glenn, I mean, you know, just a real great demeanor about him. And you never felt like he was always on your side. You know what I mean? Like you never
Absolutely.
felt any antagonism or anything. And of course, you know, when you work in the president's office, it can get pretty testy, I'm sure. You know, but he was always good as a resource because I always knew what was going on campus. So yeah,
You
Glenn.
never felt stress from him.
No. And those kind of people you need around.
Absolutely.
Especially like you said in tennis, you know what I mean? And we know. I mean, I think the perfect balance of Glenn and Ed was just about right for that team.
It was. Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, I mean, is there anybody else you'd like to maybe thank or put, you know, have a shout out to or
Yeah, I mean, all the girls that were on the team throughout my tenure, they're what got me through college. Truly, it's what got me through and
Yeah.
has then allowed me to become the person that I am today. It really is those formative years of life, right,
Right.
that help you kind of figure out what are my next steps going to be.
Yeah. Do you have an op have you had an opportunity? Have you connected with any of them or stayed in touch with them? You know, with social media, right? You can keep in touch with
Yeah.
everybody, but
So it's been a while, but we did come back to alumni weekend. I met up with Rachel.
she came to an alumni weekend?
She did,
What year was that?
I'm trying to remember when it was. I tried to get tennis folks back
Yeah.
for alumni weekend. And there were a handful that came,
Okay.
but not quite as many as I had hoped. So, but Rachel came back. I don't remember when it was. It was a while ago.
Yeah.
It was quite a while ago, but I mean, still the same text, just a blast to hang out with.
Yeah. I mean, this is you know, with Hall of Fame induction being during alumni weekend now, you know, hopefully some of the people will see the fact that you're being inducted. You know what I mean? And hopefully we that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to capture some of those maybe teammates and you know, former, you know, people that were around the program, you know, to try and get back and just to say hello and congratulations. So we're hoping that, you know, that we'll get maybe one or two. You never know. Maybe somebody will
That would be
surprise us, right?
amazing. Yeah, I would love to reconnect. That would be a great time.
Well, listen, again, we certainly well deserved, you know, for me again, it's even doubly, you know, the pleasure of inducting and being able to honor, you know, student athletes, you know, that I had the chance to watch and write about and just kind of be around and learn, you know, more about. And so certainly congratulations again. And we look forward to inducting you on June 8th and meet your
Thanks.
family, your daughters. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a family thing.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, congratulations once again, and certainly we look forward to inducting you. And you know, we'll see you on June 8th.
Thanks.